Something is missing from the online college experience. Heart. At ACU Online, we teach from our hearts. We're Abilene Christian University, and we believe education should go beyond the facts by offering a true Christ-centered private school education at a competitive price. Education with heart. That's ACU Online. Pursue your graduate or undergraduate degree at ACU Online. ACU.edu.
If you have sleep apnea and struggle with CPAP, consider that CPAPs were invented in 1980. Do you even remember 1980? Everyone's house had one telephone. There were like four TV channels.
Come on.
You played video games in arcades and watched movies in theaters. GPS was a folded map and a helpful gas station attendant. And social media was inviting the neighbors to come look at your vacation pictures. A lot has changed since 1980. Now, for people who struggle with CPAP, there's Inspire. Inspire is an implanted device that treats sleep apnea inside your body at the click of a remote. It's the only FDA-approved sleep apnea treatment of its kind. While you sleep, Inspire keeps you breathing normally and resting comfortably. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
So parents, let me ask you a question. Are you about done? Are you about finished with what is going on inside of GovEd? Are you tired? Are you sick and tired of 24 Republicans siding with socialists saying, you know what, you parents don't deserve the right to determine where the money that is set aside for your child should go for your child's education? In other words, you parents are immaterial to the discussion. Government's now taking over your kids' lives. Are you sick and tired of that? Me too. Let's do a little review, shall we? These are just a couple of sound bites I've gathered over the years of GovEd and their perversion. Here's a GovEd teacher saying parents and conservatives are ruining the woke indoctrination of GovEd. And this teacher says it's not worth it anymore. She wants to leave because, frankly, you conservative parents, you Democrat parents, however many of you are left out there that love your children more than GovEd and big government and totalitarianism. Those of you who love your family more, it's not worth it to this teacher anymore to put up with all of your nonsense, all of your claims that you actually should control your children's education. And keep in mind, this is how all left-wingers regard you people who stand against the way they think things ought to be.
That same school board member is currently going around right now trying to, well, along with, you know, the whole, what DeSantis is doing, trying to get rid of all basically diversity elements out of schools completely. Like, they're trying to strip individuality and diversity to fit one common agenda, and it's ruining everything. It's not what America stands for.
Diversity. Who told you it was your job to teach diversity? Your job was to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences. You're supposed to educate our kids, not indoctrinate our kids. You see, I think having a single unified purpose for a nation, a set of common set of values, is what's uniting. This whole idea of diversity. This person thinks that having sexual relations with kids is okay, so we must accept them, you know, out of this idiocy of diversity. I mean, no. How about some common ground from which we all agree we will operate? Diversity isn't our strength. As a matter of fact, diversity is the recipe for defeat. That's division. Diversity and division, they're derivatives of the same root word. And no house divided can stand. And of course, these leftists know it, but they're teaching division inside of GovEd. Now, here is a GovEd teacher, claims that she's been making her gay sexuality known loud and proud to her students. And since then, her students have come out to her and admitted that they, these grade schoolers, are gay too.
Yes, I have had multiple students come out to me, not just with their sexuality, but also with their gender identity. It's one of the reasons I think it's so important to be out and loud and proud, so that people feel comfortable coming to me and talking to me, because I don't know how much different my life would have been if I had had somebody to come talk to about this kind of stuff. Yeah. My hope is that every student will have somebody that they can talk to about this.
Yeah. Loud and proud. So, folks, there is a dynamic. You know, children tend to want to please adults. Again, who told you you were supposed to be parading your sexuality inside of GovEd? I mean, what if... would you accept it if a heterosexual guy was like, yeah, you know what, I'm really proud about going home and having intimate relations with my wife, or a woman out there, yeah, I'm really happy when I go have intimate relations with my husband. No, none of that is part of teaching. None of that is part of a curriculum. And nobody gave you, deviants, the permission to teach children this stuff. And not deviants because of your sexuality. Deviance because you want to impose your sexuality on kids. It's not appropriate for heterosexuals to do it, and it's not appropriate for homosexuals to do it. Here's another GovEd teacher admitting to taxpayer-funded child abuse.
I just read this book to a grade one class, and one of the students came out as trans. Staff knew she was trans, and we talked to her parents last night about me coming in. And they'd given it the go-ahead, and it was such beautiful proof that kids of any age are absolutely capable of accepting anything that they are taught with love.
Oh my gosh, this is child abuse. I read this book about trans, and this child came out and said, that's me. Let's call the parents. Let's start chopping off body parts and start them on hormone blockers before they're even adult enough to understand the ramifications of what they're saying. It's a wonderful little child's book indoctrinating children into thinking that all this perversion is somehow normal, and it's not. And in a sane world, in a sane GovEd system that was actually public education, the teacher would never have been allowed to read such sexually suggestive books in the first place. And then if a child come up and said, look, I'm a little confused about whether I'm a boy or a girl, you know what, Johnny or Susie, let's call mom and dad. Let's let them talk it out with you. This is something you got to work out at home with loving parents who care about your well-being. This is not my job as a GovEd teacher. This is something that you should be talking over with your parents. And your parents should be maybe getting a counselor if they don't feel equipped to handle this. Oh, no. GovEd, through agendized people like this idiot, is taking it upon themselves. These responsibilities that they were never intended to have.
Because her class didn't bat an eyelid. At me not being a man, woman, both or neither.
See, I'm not a man or woman, both or neither. That is scientifically silly. That is scientifically untrue. It's a bastardization of science. Of course you are a female. Anybody can see you are a female. Anybody can hear you are a female. But again, because you don't know what you are, you want to pass on this same confusion to children. And you're sick and twisted for wanting to do so. And if you parents stand up and you say, this is inappropriate, this has no place inside of GovEd that I'm forced to send my child to, that I'm forced to fund. If you stand up, then you get other of these teachers who tell you that you're just stupid. Listen to this.
I have a master's degree because when I got certified, I was told I had to have a master's degree to be an Arizona certified teacher. We all have advanced degrees. What do the parents have? Are we vetting the backgrounds of our parents? Are we allowing the parents to choose the curriculum and the books that our children are going to read? I think that it's a mistake. I'm just speaking from the heart. the one line that I love is, we must remember that the purpose of public education is not to teach only what parents want their children to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to be taught.
Yeah, and if society needs them to be taught communism, despite what the parents' wishes are, then that's what society needs. They're all of our children. What society wants to teach the children, they're no longer your children, they're ours. What a degenerate piece of crap this woman is. And what degrees do parents have? What do parents have? They're our children, madam. They're our children. They're not yours. And if you don't want to teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic, if you want to force this smut and this garbage, this pornography in front of them, instead of teaching them about literature and teaching them about Shakespeare and the fine arts, that's your problem. That should not be the parents' problem. This woman, for having a master's degree, this woman is colossally stupid. And she shows it in spades with comments, public comments like that. We're going to expand on this conversation coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to texasscorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Folks, let's bring in our guest, Roger Wheelock. He is president of Greater Than I Ministries, a nonprofit cooperation established for the purpose of providing creative biblical worldview teaching materials for individuals, churches, families, and homeschools in America. His passion is to challenge the church to take back the education system that built America's founding principles, teach our families once again to apply the brilliance of the Word of God everywhere in our life, including in education. Mr. Wheelock, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Sir, I want to share something with you because it's going to really inform our conversation. A recent post from the Democrats. Now, this is highly regarded as the godless party, as the anti-faith party, and they show it with this post. Now, there's a theme that goes around the internet called Dark Brandon, which originated, frankly, from the Republicans and the conservatives, but the Democrats have adopted it. And the headline is just one simple phrase. I'm bringing Roe back, says this picture of Joe Biden with satanic glowing red eyes. And it's being put out there by the Democrat Party. And so I responded to this post from the Democrat Socialists, and I said, fake Catholic. And I am a practicing Catholic, and I know a fake Catholic when I see one. And Joe Biden is a fake Catholic. Well, one of his disciples, whatever he's into, Anemia Needs Jack to un-F the effery, and I'm cleaning that up, responded and wasn't very complimentary. This is the cultural battle I think that we are fighting that is informing our policies, no?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, our ministry is all based around one particular scripture, Hosea 4:6. It says, "My people perish from lack of knowledge." You hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we've been dumbed down for four generations, gradually but surely, and to the point where people don't know how to think. And I think that's the biggest problem that we're dealing with. They don't know how to compare and contrast ideas. They don't know how to critically think. They've been taught that way in the public school system. Very much an offshoot of how Marxism works. I mean, their whole position on propaganda is that they only give you one side of the story. And they jam that into your head all the time. And then if they don't allow you to have any opposing thoughts or conversation on anything that opposes their ideas. Mm-hmm. And they cancel you, they demean you, they, you know, put you in a corner, they put you on a pedestal in front of the school and make you feel like an idiot.
Your government calls you a terrorist, you know, just because you're...
An idiot. And you're stupid if you believe in heaven, forbid, Christianity.
No, I'm right there with you. And since you went to GovEd, and it hasn't been public education, I think you would concede for an awful long time. Because, again, when the public raises concerns, the government apparatchiks do what you're describing. They marginalize you. They're all too happy to confiscate your money from you, but they don't want your input. And in fact, they're claiming our children. I want to bring up a headline from here in Texas. McKinney ISD trustees fight against school district sexualization of the students. A trustee by the name of Chad Green says hypersexualized material provided by that board and administrators to minors is a issue that needs to be addressed. If I was to do what these school boards are doing to a child, show them this smut, this pornography that they're calling art inside of schools, if I was to do that, I would be arrested. But they get to do it as part of a school board and call it education or art. Isn't that wrong?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, they're just taking a loophole out of a Supreme Court decision. I think it was made in the late 1900s, if not maybe the early part of the first decade. And they're just jumping through. And then, of course, we have judges that aren't studied in the Constitution who allow things like this to just pass through that loophole. Fortunately, Texas just kind of went to bat on that. And now in McKinney, we're trying to, well, we've actually got some plans in place on what we're going to do to ensure that the legislation, I think it was HB 900 that was passed through, that basically puts penalties on the publishers of those textbooks. If those textbooks are found, I think after January 1st, 2024, in the schools, then those publishers will lose their privilege of being able to sell books to the state of Texas forever. So we're trying to, you know, muster the forces to stand up at these school board meetings and make it very, very clear to them that we are watching, we're looking, we're making sure that they're taking all these books out. And we're keeping better track of those books than they are, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to be honest with you. Sometimes I think the better part of valor, because of the way the GovEd system is arrayed, that if we restored the power of the purse to where it belongs, to the parents of the children, that they are the consumer, they are the customer, if you will. And if your particular school district decides they want to push smut and pornography and critical race theory and LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism, if they want to push that, fine, you'll take your tax dollars and your child and go to a school that's not pushing that perversion. And then those school districts have a choice to make. Either they can change their ways or not, or go belly up. And this is, I think, what our not so well-meaning left-wing friends don't want to have happen. They want to be able to have control over our children and control over their minds without us having a say. Isn't that what is behind this effort to defeat parental school choice and education freedom in places like Texas?
Absolutely. Oh, no. They know the game. And they've been feeling it already. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with the stats, but ever since COVID, homeschooling has like increased anywhere from 3 to 4-fold. Interestingly, in the Black community, they've increased like 7 times. In other words, they've grown in people taking their kids out of the schools and they're homeschooling in those Black communities. 7 times more than what they were before. So there's definitely a powerful movement going on. The people are waking up and they're recognizing that they have options. And I think, you know, Chris, I think it's kind of one of those things where what the enemy means for evil, God means for good. Mm-hmm. You know, they are shining a bright light on who they really are. And I'm noticing a lot of people are recognizing exactly what's happening. I will add one thing, and I know it's not part of the normal narrative, but it's because I'm so deeply embedded in the homeschool movement, and I've been that way for a long time. As one group that I'm involved with, Public School Exit, and they believe very strongly that school choice needs to be threaded very, very, very carefully, because everywhere school choice has been implemented, it only took a few years in other countries before the government started putting all kinds of requirements upon those that were actually doing their homeschooling and not being bothered by anybody. And all of a sudden, that money comes with strings attached. It always does. With shekels comes shackles, and mm-hmm. that's what we're finding.
Well,
so it's possible. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Mr. Wheelock, I think that's a cautionary tale. And as we've been debating education savings accounts or vouchers in the state of Texas so that the state of Texas can join the other 27 civilized states who recognize education freedom. That is a definite concern. I have assurances from those, from Governor Abbott down to the proponents of this, that provisions will be made, that homeschoolers, that private schools will not be subject to the whims of government control, that the money will go to the parents and it'll be determined, the parents will determine where that money is spent, and the government will be out of it. Once it is deposited into a qualified account, the government is out of it, and that's their assurance. Folks, we're talking to Roger Wheelock. He's the president of Greater Than I Ministries, and they provide services and materials to individuals, churches, and families, and homeschools in America. And I want to focus on that because, as you know, being as ingrained in the homeschool community as you are, it could be a daunting task for those parents who love their kids more than they love government, but they don't know where to begin. They don't know how to start that type of instruction. So maybe you can give them some words of encouragement, number one. Number two, tell them what kind of materials and prep that you can provide them.
Okay, I'd love to do that. Geez, thought you'd never ask. First, I will mention again, publicschoolexit.com. It's an organization, it's a national organization that I'm affiliated with. We have calls every single week and we talk about what's going on, but there is no website that I'm aware of that has more of those answers for questioning parents, for parents that looking for, even crying out for instruction and tools and methods to do what they're doing. I'll just tell you this, I have 3 kids and they're all grown. We have 10 grandkids now, and all of them are being homeschooled. And just FYI, my daughter had no clue. She was never trained as a teacher in any way, shape, or form. That's it. Her 10-year-old, I'm teaching her 10-year-old and a 13-year-old, as well as her. We get together once a week, and we're going through these Thinking Like a Christian classes. And we divide into 12 areas of life. And in each one, we look at, well, what does the Bible say? And what are the opposing ideas that are coming against us? And then we weigh them, you know, through history and statistics and common sense and logic. But the main point is we want to get everybody talking, the whole family talking together about reality and going to the standard of Scripture to decide what's true and what's not true, and then also using the comparatives of history. Well, the 10-year-old granddaughter just published her first book on Amazon.
Wow. That's yeah. Incredible.
And it's going to be a series. I think it's called the Epic of the Wolf Islands. Yeah, that's what it's called. You can find it on Amazon. But this is not abnormal in the homeschool world. We don't need to have quote-unquote professionals teaching our kids. We are made by God to be able to educate our children. Now, of course, we can't teach them calculus. We don't have a backup, right? But that's where the church is supposed to be involved. We all work together as a team, and we can help one another. I have a good friend of mine who is still in California, and he's a retired fireman, and he went to some woodworking classes because he really loves working with wood. And he got involved in actually being an assistant at the local high school around the corner. So he is dedicating his time as a retired fireman to teach these kids how to use wood, how to work with it. But he's also mentoring them. And many of them are without fathers in their homes. I mean, this is just a simple example of what the church can do when we rally around this principle. So anyway, I've kind of a little bit gotten off the track, but it's not rocket science. God made us to love our children more than any teacher in the world. We know our kids much better. Our job is just to help them learn how to read, learn how to write, learn how to do basic math, learn how to understand the fundamentals, basically, of science. And then let God work through them to pull out their natural gifts. And give them, I mean, the average school homeschooling parent dedicates maybe 4.5 hours a day to teaching their kids. And the rest of the time, they are out in nature. They are out experiencing the world. They are learning the things that they love to do. And they're getting an opportunity to be themselves rather than in the public schools where they're taught to be just like everybody else. So it's really wide open. And we provide materials, gtimin.com. We do provide those things. Our materials are made for ages 8 through 88. And they're meant, again, to get the family discussing real world issues. And looking at them from not the issue that's from the point of view that the enemies of us want to convince us of, but from another side, from a God who loves us. And really, it was the God of the Bible that created the Constitution. Created America.
The Judeo-Christian ethic is one that was revolutionary, that was the foundational basis of the greatest document that man has ever created, which is the Constitution of the United States, a document that was recognition that the only legitimate government out there is one that protects God-given rights, and that is our Constitution, and that's what makes it so revolutionary. So, if there's a website where folks can go if they want to check out what Greater Than I Ministries can do if they're contemplating homeschooling or making that switch out of GovEd,
sure. And I mentioned a little bit before, but I'll say it slow. It's Greater Than I Ministries, but in short, the website is gtimin.com. So stands for Greater Than I Ministries, but all abbreviated, gtimin.com.
All right, Roger.
And I'm here in Texas. Oh, and I know that you're advertising to people in Texas.
yeah. Well, this is very much our center. Now, I noticed you had. And I'm not going to tell what your phone number is, but just like mine, I kept my phone number from the People's Republic of California when I escaped there and came out here to Texas, to the promised land, the land of milk and honey. What do you think about what's going on in our former home state? I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah come to mind, don't they?
Well, gosh, absolutely. I mean, it's really bad. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I mean, I just sent an article out. It's going to be going out through another group that I'm involved in. It's called Salt and Light Council, and they're out of California. Mm-hmm. And they send out a newsletter to churches, about some 200 churches across America. And this article I just wrote is all about how they found, there's one organization that has actually found 1,100 school districts across America that have made a policy to not inform the parents when their child wants to change their gender.
Transitioning, yes.
Yes. That affects some 18,000 schools and over 3 million. No, yeah, something like that. Something like that. 3 million or 15 million children. That's what it is. And half of those are in California.
Wow.
So we need to be very aware of what they're doing in our kids' schools and our grandkids' schools, whatever, right?
Absolutely.
It is. I call it insanity on steroids.
And that it is. Roger Wheelock, he's the president of Greater Than I Ministries. Sir, it's great to meet you.
Great to meet you. Thank you again for giving me the time.
And that puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor. Visit ChrisSalcedo.com and TexasScorecard.com. There at those websites, you'll find ChrisSalcedo.com. You find me. You find everything that is about me and a newly revamped website. Hope you like some of the changes we've been making to that website. It looks really cool. Lots of moving parts. I mean that literally. That website moves. Check it out, ChrisSalcedo.com. Also at TexasScorecard.com, you can find great news and information that impacts Texas and beyond. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
Something is missing from the online college experience. Heart. At ACU Online, we teach from our hearts. We're Abilene Christian University, and we believe education should go beyond the facts by offering a true Christ-centered private school education at a competitive price. Education with heart. That's ACU Online. Pursue your graduate or undergraduate degree at ACU Online. ACU.edu.
Este Labor Day en The Home Depot, encuentra ahorros por toda la tienda, como un kit de dos herramientas de 18 voltios Ryobi One Plus a un nuevo precio más bajo de $99. Aprovecha el fin de semana largo y dale más potencia a tus proyectos con el sistema de batería One Plus, que funciona en más de 280 productos Ryobi One Plus. Haz tu labor de amor y llévate un kit de dos herramientas de 18 voltios Ryobi One Plus a $99. The Home Depot. Haces más, logras más.